It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Yep, something's in the fryer.
And I honestly thought it was going to be cooking something, and I was like, sort of hungry.
Oh, nah, sorry. Yeah. We don't have that budget. We do have beers, but no food, sorry. Yeah. But you're up for What's Cooking to talk about your new album and some of your favourite songs.
Yeah, that's so weird for you to say that.
Yeah. Why is that weird?
I guess it
came out a little bit ago, but...
it came out last week on Friday.
Yeah.
But,
it is new.
I think you're the first person that said that on the radio.
Well,
that's buzzy.
You heard it here first, folks, as
new
they say.
New album.
New album from Bub. Can't Even. It came out last Friday, 9th of May. And... there's a couple of places you can find it, but one of them is Bandcamp, right?
Yeah, I just revamped the Bandcamp.
Yes.
I tried to get the yellow background to match the Can't Even on the record yellow, but I didn't quite get it, and it took me ages, and I thought, I should not do things like this. I should ask someone who knows stuff.
Stuff's hard.
Stuff is hard.
It looked good.
Thanks,
when I was looking at it. And what I'll talk about that later. Actually, no, I'll talk about it now. I want to ask you about the cookies? On the album cover.
Oh, you want to eat them? They are made of Fimo, my darling. I'm so sorry.
They're gorgeous. Are they not cookies?
They are not cookies.
Is it Fimo? I thought it was cookies.
Meg Bermudez, who is at Tahi Milk on Mick. On Instagram, she makes these incredible 3D Fimo like creations, and I drawn this picture of me being choked out by a snake and a tiger being sad about it.
Yep.
And then I was like, "Oh, hey Meg, do you reckon you can make this out of Fimo?" And she did. And because I really wanted to have like 3D feeling of the album color. And I just kind of get ideas and just go with it.
Yeah.
And don't check if it's like cool or easy or anything. But she did an amazing job, and I'm really happy with the result.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Credit to the team.
It looks delicious. So
yeah, I'm sorry you can't eat it, but no. I'll try and make like maybe like those animal biscuit flavors and then do that icing on top.
Wait, that would be cool.
I can work on that for you.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, okay.
And there's also there is a vinyl release as well for this.
Yeah, it's purple.
What?
It's translucent purple.
So
someone
cool.
said, "Oh, it's not going to be the best quality if it's translucent purple."
People
and I was
say
like,
that.
But it's pretty.
It's pretty. It's cool. I'm enticed by cool looking vinyl. People say that, and I'm like, really though?
And it was only like $100 and something more. So
yeah.
If I'm going to be broke from making vinyl, I might as well be broke and in translucent purple.
And make it iconic. Yeah, 100%. So I guess we should jump into your track selections.
Yeah.
Yes. The first one you have lined up is Stella Donnelly's Old Man from Beware of the Dogs from 2019. Why did you pick this track?
Because I really like the song. I still listen to it. I don't care about when music came out. I just have my favourites. And this is so tough and strong, and then all the sounds sonically are just so pretty and interesting. Like every time I listen to it, it's something else I notice. And I just think she's a legend. I think it's awesome.
She's got the lyrics in it, so
good.
They make you angry, but you also crack up at the same time, which is kind of what you want.
I love
music.
It don't your personality traits don't count if you put your dick in someone's face. I love that.
Okay, let's play it for everyone so they can hear what we're talking about.
Thank you.
That's so true. Oh my god.
We sat there silently while you kept your job and your place and your six figure. This is yeah. Like, oh, are you scared of me, old man? Oh, are you scared of what I'll do? You grab me with an open hand. The world is grabbing back at you. Anyway, she's amazing.
I hate
cutting her off.
I know, sorry, it's so music. I'm sorry. Stella. I hate doing it too, but I did love having you overdubbed over that. That was pretty awesome. Stella Donnelly, old man. I am stoked that you're up here today because you are having a gig. You're playing a gig that this Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're doing the Urbanor 8th birthday, yeah. Which is so cool because I've had a few friends work there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when they hit us up, it was like, oh, the album release and then this and everything's happening in New Zealand month, Music Month. And you kind of feel like it's going to be a little bit drowned. But and it's with Power Nap and Guardian Singles, who
it's
I love.
Such so a it's, gorgeous lineup.
Yeah.
Tickets for that from UTR, by the way. But if you want to go.
It'll be such a good party.
Like, yeah.
Those Urbanor humans are fucking legends.
They are.
And it's at Whammy. So yeah. I was actually bummed because I thought it was going to be at Urbanor and I was really excited to get a burger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, I will talk to you about that off air, Urbanor delicious menu. But under our voices right now is Look Blue, Go Purple.
Yes.
Walk me through why you chose this track.
So I had no idea about Look Blue, Go Purple until the Tates last year, or was it the year before? No, last year.
Hmm.
And my sister went to Dunedin to uni to study music, and she was at Radio 1 and met Leslie.
No way.
And Leslie was like this amazing, beautiful human, like angel person in my sister's life. And when I went and visited, she's just incredible.
Mm.
And then I saw her up there and I was like, what the hell? Because, you know, everyone's so humble.
Yeah.
And I just had no idea.
Yeah.
And then it made me feel so proud and happy. And then I was just like listening to all their songs and I was like, oh, I'm just ripping them off, am I? Shit.
We all draw inspiration from Look Blue, Go Purple.
You guys off. You did this fucking 40 years ago, sorry.
No.
But nah, I love this.
Yeah, I'll bring it up for a bit. We can have a quick listen.
Yeah. Shot Leslie. Through the songs.
I know, but that was I don't want you anyway. It's kind of short.
Yeah.
It's a very short song, but it's a great song.
I don't want you anyway.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. That's kind of.
Isn't that love?
Yeah.
Putting yourself out there and then if you get rejected, nah.
Yeah, jokes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
joking.
Yeah, yeah, just kidding. But you got some more tracks.
Yes.
What would you like to play next?
The Instigators.
Yes. Okay, Instigators, classic track from New Zealand.
And I only knew of the song because Penny Raven Black.
Legend.
I know.
Icon.
Messaged me one night. Someone was sick and they were doing a punk show, like punk covers at Power Station. And was like, do you know the song? Can you sing it? And I was like, oh, I could try.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen. But then I listened to the song and I was like, what the F?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Should we just...
Hope she's all right.
Should we crack into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Instigators. Hope she's alright. Wow.
So
I am joined.
So tough.
It
so
is.
Good.
It is. I mean, you're stomping around. That's what this track is. I'm joined
but
by.
Also, when you know, you're like, hey, text me when you get home.
Yeah. Yes.
That's, I love to do that because otherwise I will worry that you're dead.
Yeah. I mean, that's
important. Because it's a possibility, right?
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm joined. By Priya from Bub in the studio right now for What's Cooking with some track selections. This one up next is the Princess Chelsea one.
Shit, yeah.
Yep.
I guess I've gone for like really fucked up subject. Well, like stuff that you don't really want to discuss. But then when you put it in a song, you can make it sound really like powerful and like,
yeah,
you know?
And it feels less taboo.
Yeah, but it shouldn't. Like, we should talk about it. But then this makes me feel powerful when I listen to these songs. And I just, I've got so much time for Princess Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like, she's amazing. She's made so much awesome music and she's never stopped being her.
Yeah.
And she's a great Fisher person.
Fisher?
Yeah, we go fishing and she can fill it. Wow. And like, I should have timed it, but I reckon it's like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, she should be in one of those things on the wharf just doing it for people because She could.
That would be,
maybe I'll get her some white gumboots.
Side hustle for Princess Chelsea. Well,
she doesn't really need them.
No.
Anyway, she's in,
more for fun.
She's in Taipei right now. So.
But shout out Princess Chelsea.
This song I love. I love how it starts so sweet. And then it's like, relationships, psycho relationships. I've never had one personally. Just joking. But yeah, it's incredible. And it's light, but it's dark. And I love that.
Yes. It's Love Is More off Everything Is Gonna Be Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to this.
Woo!
You.
To do this, but we're talking over Princess Chelsea right now. This is Love Is More.
It is so much more. Those feelings are difficult.
And it's hard and it's confusing. Sometimes you're angry and you don't know why.
Yeah, or like big feelings are just scary. And I like when I said, no, you know, never been in a psycho relationship, I'm not saying that person wasn't psycho, but I was the psycho too.
Yeah,
I did crazy things.
Yeah,
but I learned from them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not nice.
It's good to grow. And
yeah.
I want to talk to you about your track that here to play for us.
Right.
New Amsterdam. There's a very haunting cowbell in the song.
Well, it's less haunting, more frickin' in your face.
Yeah. Well, it's haunting in that it is a spectre that haunts you in the song
and in
the music video, of course, as well.
Yes. Coulda.
Yeah. Coulda Forrester.
Yeah. She's
very
incredible.
Good at playing the cowbell.
I know. Who would have thought?
And
she's probably going to give up comedy and just go
full
time cowbell. Yeah.
And what I loved in the music video is that in the song, in the mix, the cowbell's really present.
Yeah.
And in the music video, you're like, oh, I see.
Actually, in the video version, we took the cowbell out of the intro.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then we actually recorded, me and Bob were in the studio recording different cowbells for the end.
Bob Frisbee,
as each member joined on cowbell, we added cowbell.
Yeah.
So there's more cowbell. There is more cowbell.
I mean, you can never have enough.
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But yeah, we, in all the songs on the album, me and Bob were just sitting in a room, like editing and then mixing, and we were just like, if we're gonna have something, let's have it there and let's not apologize for it. Like, we're not gonna, you know, and cowbell is not something you can have like low. I mean, not for me anyway.
Here it is.
Oh! Okay. Yeah, so this cowbell's this not cowbell. In the video. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, it was... It was... It's just fun.
Yeah.
And I need it to be fun because if I focus on what it's about, I get a bit sad.
Yeah.
But, It's very therapeutic to play your sadness out in songs and with other people, Dan over here, and make it come alive and hopefully send it to other people that might feel like that.
Yeah, and resonate with it. And I think it's, I mean, we were talking off here about like things that you can't really talk about, but you can, but people do in music, and it kind of is what the song is in a way.
Yeah.
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 But that's what it's for. It's like really, really gorgeous.
And I feel like a complete hypocrite now because, you know, I've finished an album now and I'm just like, oh, listening to this. And it's really bad too because my one of my nieces, Juno, she sings this and she goes, I'm a waste of space. And I'm like, oh, and it kills my sister. And she's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, shit, I've got to make happy songs.
Yeah, but sometimes you think that, and I think those are the, like, those persistent thoughts, you got to get them out.
Yeah.
And, like, it's how you do it in the song is, like, and also in the music video, it feels, it's kind of beautiful in a way, because it's, like, at the end, you all come together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a real feeling, too, in the music video of, like, when someone comes and like you feel like you're light, you know, like they're taking over your thing, and that's been a long time learning too.
Yeah.
It's like there is enough space for everyone to be awesome, and everyone is, and like we're so lucky in New Zealand to know everyone, to be able to help each other and do whatever, or even if it's like I am always trying to be right up front at any show, dancing, because, you know, especially in Auckland, everyone's, like, stiff as fudge.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, trying to be up there and telling people to take a step forward and, you know. But we're just so lucky and everyone's... I mean, when I think about how many bands and musicians and artists I listen to, I'm like, it's infinite, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm never going to get to all of them, but...
Yeah.
There's so much space we don't need to ever feel like.
Yeah, that there's not, that we have to crowd someone out.
Yeah.
I'll just bring it up quickly so that everyone can hear it who's listening at home.
No, I'll just keep talking about
music. Here's New Amsterdam by Bob. New album out last Friday. Magical cowbell. Right before you go, I've got to ask you about the title of the song.
Oh, yes. I don't even know how I name things, but I basically wrote that in lockdown when I was quite depressed and watching a lot of New Amsterdam, this American doctor show.
Yes.
But it was like really uplifting. So I know when I watch something American, I'm not going to feel too shit. You know, because there's always a happy ending.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty funny. Like, my flatmates, I'd come out of my room and I'd...